I'm jet lagged all fuck because I missed my connecting flight on the way home. I had to sprint from B9 to B63.
Fuck that. I mean,
it's benign.
I mean, it had to have been over a half a mile.
Yeah, it's 54 gates.
Because it's the Denver airport.
Mm-hmm. It's just one long strip. And I roll up to the gate and I'm dying. I'm like, did I make it? And the guy like looks out the window. The door is closed. But the plane door was still open. And it was like it was so, I was so close that if that door were open, they pulled the jetway away from it a little bit, but I could have easily just taken one step into the airplane. Yeah, that's how close I was.
Yeah. Did you consider it?
I almost did a Lloyd Christmas situation.
Mm-hmm. Get on the no-fly list.
So he,
sir, you can't go in there. Don't worry. I'm a limo driver.
What content creator?
was he kind of up in the air about whether he should let you in or not?
No, you could tell he felt bad about it because clearly they just shut it.
Yeah.
And there was two guys standing there and the one guy was like, well, I can like call down there and see. And the other guy just looks at him like, nah, dude, he missed it.
Fuck.
So then like I have to recover. So I'm sitting in one of the chairs, just breathing super heavy, coughing, wheezing, nose is running. My calf starts cramping up.
Your face is in your hands.
And this guy's like, do you want me to book you another flight? I'm like, dude, just fucking do it. I don't care. I'm trying not to die or shit my pants right now. Or both.
Well, when you do die, yeah, actually, your bowels do evacuate. Yeah,
exactly. And so then I had to wait in the airport for like 4 hours and got home later and Ann missed her other flight and it was the whole thing.
So is she still in the air?
Yeah. No, she's at home.
Oh, okay.
She's on land.
She's on land, not in the air. But yeah, this is what I do. I just show up, even if I show up at noon.
You show up everywhere except your gate on time.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're also gonna become a dad. And number one thing about being a dad is you just show up.
Just gotta show up.
So, I mean, you're on your way there already. Just show up. Someone else will book a flight for you if you miss your connector. It's so like, whatever.
I did read something that some guy talked about how he never runs for planes or trains because he believes in fate, right? So he's like, if I miss it, it's supposed to be that way. So then I was like, I was flying with Dude Dad and I was like, I'm going to have to run. And I was like, but this one guy says like, don't run for planes. You know, I'm like, maybe I'm supposed to miss this flight. And then I ran like a fucking idiot and I show up and I missed it anyway.
That's double fate.
So lesson learned, I will never run for a plane again.
I kind of like that. It's like hitting 16s in blackjack. You either hit them 100% of the time or you don't.
I don't play enough blackjack.
Well, usually I see what the dealer's got, though. Anyways.
Yeah, count the cards.
Well, I mean, Oscar, yeah. Yeah.
I'm done running for planes. I ain't doing that shit again.
I'll clip that.
You ever seen Liar Liar when he runs after the plane as his kid and his ex-wife is on? Have you guys ever seen Liar Liar?
I don't remember it that well.
Do you remember when he ran after the plane? I could see him doing that.
Jim Carrey on planes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was a mistake. Don't run for planes. Just don't run for them.
They should have like some sort of oxygen tank the desk to pull out right when the door closes.
You should have
the people like you.
You should have GTA'd one of those courtesy carts.
Well, that's why I was like, I was like, you think I can just like flag one of those down? Because like, I don't think you have to be handicapped to ride those. I think you can just ride them.
Yeah, if you got enough cash, they'll let you do anything.
Yeah. I have $40 on me. That would have been nice. But I think the real lesson is take control of your own life. Mm. You know, yeah. If I wouldn't have ran, I would have been in control of my own life. But I let the plane, the airline industry take me over. And I regret it to this day.
Take control of your own life. If you would have just taken the pilot seat on your first plane and stepped on the gas, you'd have made it.
Yeah, I don't know what they were. The reason why we were delayed is the plane didn't show up. Mm. So I don't know where the plane was.
It's a problem.
But the plane had a huge bender the night before.
Fucking Denzel in Flight, just ripping cocaine, drinking booze the night before.
It's also, again, I think I've said this on this podcast before, but so the pilot like was knew it was going to be late. So he got on the intercom when we were sitting in the gate area and was like, hey, we're late, but I'm going to do everything I can to get us there as close to it on time. Of course, no.
We're going
to
make up some time in the air.
Yeah. Well, then in the plane, he's like, you know, it's supposed to be 2 hours and 15 minutes, but I think I can get us there an hour, hour 50. And I was just, and again, I'm like, why don't you guys just fly that flask fast all of the time?
Yeah, good question.
Why aren't we just going full throttle, you know?
Could so be fuel efficiency.
Last time you brought this up, somebody DM'd, I don't know if it was me or You Bet Your Radio or whatever, but it is for fuel. The faster they fly, the more fuel they burn, the all less. Right. So if they try to fly at,
get.
Yeah, they fly at the perfect efficiency for the fuel to miles ratio or whatever.
I'll pay 10 extra bucks. If everyone paid 10 extra bucks, we could just get there faster.
I think jet fuel costs more than 10 bucks.
Well, if there's 200 people on a plane, that'd make up for it.
That's $2,000.
$2,000.
It's like $20,000.
No. $2,000.
$2 million.
That's a shitload of money.
It's going to melt.
Did they at least like tell the people who like had a connecting flight that they may miss to go first?
Well, here's what we could do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to install what the churches have been doing with the basket, the offering plate. Mm. And we'll have the flight attendants before the flight go through and you can offer in money and then they count it up at the end. And then if however much money, that's how much faster they'll go.
Yeah, in fuels.
Interesting. Yeah. I kind of like that.
Yeah. So if you get $500 total, they're probably just going to only ramp it up like an extra 10% faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're not on time, you get your money back or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they don't go any faster. Mm-hmm.
Takes over a half an hour, the pizza's free. Yeah. If they go over 30 minutes late on their estimated arrival time, flight's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It'd be kind of fun to do like 50-50 raffles on planes.
This should just be gambling.
I was on one flight that did that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Going to Vegas?
Yeah, going to Vegas.
There you go.
Yeah. It was just actually like raffle tickets?
It was like a name out of a hat type situation. Mm. Yeah, you paid like $5 or $10. I don't remember.
Was this being held by another passenger? Or?
No, it was a flight attendant.
Was it like Virgin Airlines or something? I feel like
it was Allegiant.
It's very Spirit.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the Spirit.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcha Radio.